anybody that knows the football and looks at that Roma first 15 that started, significant quality right throughout the side, significant experience right throughout the side, and plenty of championship medals there too. So we were thankfully under no illusions coming in here today. I know there was plenty of chat about a potential easy win. It certainly wasn't the mood in our camp, and thankfully the boys were ready for it because they certainly got every bit of it.
I mean, some might say that Errigal maybe underperformed a bit, but that probably wasn't the case. It was the quality that Oma brought to that game.
We made mistakes, but Oma look at the tape and they'll see mistakes on their half too. So both teams will feel that. I don't think any team ever plays a perfect performance, and certainly there's elements of our game that will provoke a bit of thought and a bit of debate back in at the training ground. But look, we have a chance in 2 weeks' time of going after a place in the county final. That's the prize was on offer this weekend, and four teams in Tyrone are going to have that chance in 2 weeks' time to go for that place in the county final, and we're one of them. So it's brilliant to be able to prepare for that.
And that's the way you want to go into a semi-final, you know, with a tough contest under your belt, rather than something a bit one-sided that leaves you that you're maybe not battle-hardened enough to go into a big game.
Well, look, we had a good performance and plenty on the scoreboard against Arbow. It wasn't on the scoreboard at the start of this game. There's no aggregate scores in championship, so a win by whatever manner you get over the line, you get through, that is the only thing that counts. I know it's a cliche, but it's obvious. We're into the semi-final. We'll see what comes out of the draw, and then we'll go after that place in the county final, the same as the other four teams.
And as champions, I suppose, you know, the pressure's on and everybody's got that target that they're aiming at and it's placed in your back. So does that give you that wee bit more pressure?
Again, not really, to be absolutely honest. I know we've said it before, but we're not sitting as champions at the minute. We've handed that cup back, so we're competing for the county title the same as the other teams that are left. The champions thing, it doesn't, that is last year in 2024. Even when you say 2024, it feels like a long time ago. So look, the 2025 championship is the one that's on offer at the minute, and there's four teams going to be going after it, and we'll make the very most of it as we can.
And what issues did you spot there today that you maybe need to work on and brush up on ahead of a what's going to be a tough semi-final?
Look, there was plenty. The main thing, the main concern now, there's plenty of knocks there. There's plenty of men were withdrew, and it was more knocks than anything. So it's going to be seeing how the injuries are. But again, every team that is left will have a similar sort of picture in their dressing room after this weekend. So it'll be getting those boys right, getting the bodies fixed up, and then getting the game sharpened up. Every game will take on a life completely of its own. The venue, it will always be, the venue might be the same or it might be different, but venue, opposition, everything about it just always feels different each game out. So this felt completely different than our first round game. The semi-final will be different again. The only thing that counts again is the end result.